The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day. Woo-hoo!
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. You must be saying, Ray, it's hump day. Why do you sound so happy? That's because I don't have to work, which is always a good thing. Gotta go to the ear doctor, make sure that my ear is still working intact, even though someone's keep blowing the horn in my ear, but I'm not gonna call her name. She keeps, anyway, so, the topic I'm hand is going to be guilty by association. Now, that might be a straightforward, topic, but not for me. Nothing is never, ever just straightforward with me. You should know that by now. So, for instance, like brother Chris, for instance, take him for example. By right, he should fall under the category of guilty by association because one of his best friends, in plain English, was a dirtbag, a scum, a moron, a moot, a mutt, you know, like how Robert De Niro says, a mutt, a moot, a bum, a punk, and all that. He was horrible. So by right, brother Chris should have been sort of fell under the category of guilty by association, but he did not, because it was an exception to the rule, because yes, brother Chris, basically, I just didn't sense that he's like that, and so he didn't fall under the category guilty by association. But I will speak more on guilty by association, because there's different forms of guilty by association, and the human mind is complex, as you know, and my mind is super complex. It's so complex, in fact, most of the time I don't know what the hell I'm thinking half the time. So we'll be talking about that, and I'll give you a follow-up the next day, let you know how the ear doctor appointment went. But for now, and don't expect me to do any news about the puta who's trying to trump up charges on Kavanaugh. I'm not gonna talk about the puta, so don't ask me to talk about that biatch. I won't even discuss the biatch. Okay, let's just get that right out of the way now. I will not discuss the biatch puta. Comprende? Okay. Let's see. Apple escapes tariffs hit for now. Apple. I don't know, but this time of year is very, very special because like I said in the past previous show, I am very much into what's going on as far as Apple goes because I love the product. It's the way it's to me, and in my opinion, I have to say, in my opinion, it's much more superior than Android. And I know many of you love your Galaxy and your Note, whatever. But and I hear you on that because I was a Note owner before. I loved it with the stylus. You know, I do kind of wish that the Apple iPhone had a stylus, but in all honesty, I have to think back on when I had my Note. I don't even know which one I had. Note, whichever phone I had. I gotta say, I rarely ever use that stylus. So, I mean, the stylus, like I've seen the newer ones with the newer phones, they even have Bluetooth connectivity. So, I don't know if that would make a difference or not. It wasn't a deal breaker for me. For me, the deal breaker was it ran horribly. Android ran horribly. it's not as secured, and it just didn't run right. I felt the difference right away when I switched to Apple way back when. So I know many of you are sick of Apple because you feel that some of the upgrades are not warranted, but you should know Apple has always been high premium stuff, so you're gonna pay a premium price. The quality, you're paying for quality, so don't get mad if it costs more than a Samsung, a Note, Galaxy, or whatever you want to have it. It's gonna cost more. You're paying for that premium. So anyway, let's read the story about them not paying tariff for now. From the Washington AFP, the latest round of tariffs. That tariff that U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed on China appeared to largely spare Apple and other consumer electronics makers, but they faced increasing threats from the deepening trade war between the two economic giants. U.S. officials on Monday slapped the tariffs on 200 billion of Chinese imports, but skipped consumer electronics like smartwatches and Bluetooth devices in a reprieve for firms like Apple and fitness tracker maker Fitbit. But with retaliation from China expected and Trump threatening to impose new tariffs on all Chinese made goods, the relief may not last, according to analysts. Consumer electronics makers got a short-term reprieve, but what we're witnessing is a chess match, and we don't know who will blink first, said Patrick Moorhead of the research firm More Insights and Strategy. Both countries would be hurt significantly, Moorhead said. Apple would be affected because it manufactures most of its products in China and also sells a lot there. So, most of Apple's revenue and profits are driven by the iPhone. Yay! iPhone XS Max, October 7th. I'll be getting it. And I will do a fair review. Because I don't work for you. Which is almost exclusively manufactured in China, the analyst said. Once the new round of tariffs take effect on September 24th, in place will be a $250 billion in goods the U.S. buys from China. The trade war has fueled concerns in the United States, especially in the technology and consumer electronics sectors, just ahead of the holiday shopping season that is important for both manufacturers and retailers. The tariffs will create less harm to communities across the country. And so it goes on and on and on and on and on. Yeah. Below the belt, CNN Tapper, however you want to pronounce his name, dedicates a segment to the president's penis. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Let's see what this douchebag had to do here. So CNN's Jake Tapper dedicates a segment to Trump's penis. His penis is distinctive in a certain way. I can't believe this is just... why am I reading this story? Because it's so unbelievably freaking idiots. idiotic. CNN aired a segment about Stormy Daniels' new book that describes what Donald Trump's genitals look like on The Lead with Jake Tapper Tuesday. This is just, if it wasn't funny, if it wasn't, you know, this is just too rich. Lots of books claim to be tall alls, but they don't follow through. Stormy Daniels' new book about her life is not that book. Wow. She tells all. Jake Tapper said to introduce the segment. From the details of her career in porn to, yes, being in bed with the future president of the United States and even being able to pick certain parts of him out in a lineup, then being threatened to shut up about it. All these accounts are in there. CNN has an early copy. Sarah Snyder, a CNN correspondent, described a section of the book where Daniels writes about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. You know, this is just garbage. Just garbage. I'm not going to read any more of it. I refuse to go along with the garbage, okay? I won't do it. And the story. Cyclist pedals bike at a record-smashing 184 miles per hour. Damn, can we say steroid? What's that guy named? Something Neil Armstrong or something? Can we say steroid? It's a woman at that. What? U.S. woman pedals a bike 184 miles per hour, smashing record held by men for more than 100 years. Is this a transgender woman? This gotta be. Let's see. Oh, you are so sexist, Ray Sean Blyden. Well, thank you very much, sir. A 45-year-old American woman shattered a two-decade-old cycling speed record Sunday, pedaling 183.9 miles per hour across Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats. In the slipstream of a specially designed race car. The record of a pure pace cycling speed was previously held by Dutch rider Fred Rampenberg, who hit a top speed of 167 miles an hour in 1995. Alright, that's enough. That is enough. Enough of that. You heard me? I said that is enough. I had enough. Okay. Alrighty then. Florence floods 3.4 million chickens, 5,500 pigs drowned. That's sad. It's really sad. Hurricanes can be destructive. Being that I lived through quite a bit of them, seeing that I was from an island. Yeah, hurricanes can be very difficult time to go through. The one that sticks out in my mind is Hurricane Hugo. That one was really a tough one for me. So that one actually took the roof off of our home, and we had to go and live elsewhere until they rebuild it. So that was tough. Homeless man mocked for shaving on New Jersey train defense actions. Why is this a story? And who would mock a poor homeless person because they were shaving? My life is all screwed up, man. Shaving on train defends viral video. Yeah, I don't feel like reading this. I don't feel like reading this, honestly. Inside Edition. Crew robbed. Reporting a robbery epidemic. It's not funny, but I mean, come on. It does have an ironic ring to it. Inside Edition crew gets robbed while reporting on San Francisco area crime. How did I know it was San Francisco? How did I know? I just knew, man. Bad things happen in San Francisco, you know? It just does. So, shall we get on with the song or not? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see here. Let's read this story. Let's read this story. This is just too rich. I can't believe it. It really. So, an Inside Edition crew who baited, smashed, and grabbed thieves in California, San Francisco Bay Area were the victims of a true robbery, resulting in the loss of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. In an effort to report on rampant robberies in the area, Inside Edition employees filmed themselves planting GPS trackers inside items that were placed in a car parked in an area well known for theft. The trackers were placed inside of a $250 speaker and a purse just before reporter Lisa Guerrero explains for last trick. They also placed video cameras throughout the car in the event the products get stolen. Sure enough, two people were soon spotted robbing the vehicle. A man was seen in the segment smashing open the car's back window, pulling out the handbag and throwing it to a woman sitting nearby before removing the speaker. According to a man whose surveillance footage caught the incident, he said it all lasted maybe 20 seconds. The Inside Edition crew then tracked down the speaker and confronted the duo as they walked into a train station. "You've got my speaker right there. You just broke into our car," Guerrero says, telling the man they've got it on camera. While the man tries to shy away from a camera person, and at one point he even pushes the camera down, the reporter informs him 5 million people are going to see him steal that, refusing to give it back. The man says he's going to call his mother. Wow. And offer Guerrero encourages. Inside Edition said the man eventually left the speaker and they later moved on to track the stolen purse, which was found in a nearby garbage can. While the crew was interviewing the man, captured on camera in the initial theft, their actual crew car was broken into via the smash and grab method, leaving thousands of dollars worth of equipment stolen. According to San Francisco, more than 31,000 people reported smash and grab in the city in 2017. Unbelievable. Smash and grab. Don't forget the human fizzy. if you're going to San Francisco, be sure you wear a clothespin on your nose. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some rubber boots and don't walk in the human feces. There you have it, San Francisco. Smash and grab thieves, which kind of plays a role into our theme of guilty by association, one part of our theme. But we're not there yet, so hang on. We shall return right after these messages.
In case you don't know, tonight there is a special election in Georgia's 6th Congressional District to replace the seat formerly held by now Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. The seat has been held by Republicans since 1979, but it appears Democratic candidate John Ossoff has a chance to win the district.
The Liberals went down to Georgia. They were looking for a seat to steal. They was in a bind because they were way behind. 0-4 is not ideal. When they came across this young man, saw a fellow Liberal and thought he was hot, and the Democrats jumped in the dirty chumps and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but this election ain't about you. And if you care to take a dare, we'll give Donald Trump his due. Now, you'd run a pretty good campaign, boy, but hear us now, it's true. We'll put a bucket of gold and skew the polls and rig the media, too. The boy said, my name's Ossoff and it might be a sin, but I'll take your cash and she's gonna get thrashed because I'm the best it's ever been.
Handle, polish off your foe and fight this campaign hard, because hell broke out in Georgia and the Liberals steal the cars. And if you win, you get a shiny Congress seat to hold, but if you lose, Liberals get control.
The first major test of whether or not the resistance to Donald Trump is serious enough.
Democrats opened up the race and said we'll start the show, and crap flew from their Liberal lips as the BS began to flow. So they pulled some B-list actor strings, and who would help to assist? Because demons like Sarah Silverman joined in and they sounded something like this.
You know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I'm working on an open letter and it goes like this. Guess what, Martin Luther King? I had a f***ing dream too. I had a dream that I was in my living room. It wasn't my living room, but it was like playing in my living room. The dream.
When the Liberals finished, Handel said, well, you're pretty good, but done. Now watch me win that chair right there, and let me show you how it's won.
Climb the mountain, run, girl, run. If the devil's in the details, she just won. Voters in the straight line, they all know. Granny Keckle's party, just say no.
Early voting started today, and if you live in the district and need a ride to the polls, actress Alyssa Milano, known for her roles on Who's the Boss, Melrose Place, and Charmed, is campaigning for Democrat John Ossoff and tweeted today she will personally drive you to a polling place. Unfortunately, it looks like she won't be in the Michelli van.
The Liberals bowed their head because they knew that they'd been beat and they lost that winning ticket to the open Congress seat. Handel said Liberals were the GOP and you're never gonna win again. We done told you once, you son of a bitches, we're the best that's ever been. She sang.
Girl on the mountain, run, boys, run. Liberals in the house, lost another one. Losing their Congress, wasting their dough. Liberals got their house kicked 5-0.
The votes are in on the Georgia congressional runoff. Democrats thought they'd be able to pull off a win, but it did not happen.
The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
She's an Indian outlaw. She ain't Cherokee or Choctaw. She dang, she ain't a Chippewa. She ain't none of the kind. She couldn't even cook a bear claw. Village chieftain and her pawpaw. She's always looking for her mama. She likes to whine and cry. Oh, she stays in her wigwam, looking for directions on her tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke her some, yeah, and pass it around. Cause she's an Indian outlaw. She ain't Cherokee or Choctaw. She dang, she ain't a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind.
That her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do, because that's how she saw it. And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones.
She's always looking for trouble, trying to find a way to tax you double, like a little heart bubble or like a fifth of wine. She likes to talk to the medicine man, to find tax dollars in her hand, always putting feathers in her headband, because she's done. She's an Indian outlaw. She ain't Cherokee or Choctaw. She dang, she ain't a Chippewa. She's none of the kind. You can find her in a wigwam, looking for directions on her tom-tom. Pull out her pipe and smoke her some, yeah, and pass it around. She's an Indian outlaw. She ain't Cherokee or Choctaw. She dang, she ain't a Chippewa. She ain't none of the kind. Democrat people, Democrat pride, so proud to feel, so proud to lie.
Would you be Massachusetts' first Native American senator? I would be their first senator so far as I know.
Welcome back, Political Bomb. So, Rayshon Blyden here for ya. So, Mideast Wild. Advertise here? I don't think so. Mideast Wild. What is this about? Well, still talking about the storms. Wow, storm and self-cloud scene yesterday. This look kind of wild. It looks wow. Okay. Alrighty. If you're going to San Francisco, whoa, whoa. I can't get that song out of my head. Don't you know? Okay, let's see. Lana Del Rey reveals new album. I don't care. I don't even know who that is. Posthumous Lil Peep on Way? I don't even know what that is. Some album. Or it's still the same stupid album. I don't care what the album. Let's see. War. Who? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing in a war. Google war. China cuts treasury holdings. Nightmare that won't end. Let's go with the Florence again. Sex bots encourage disrespect towards women. How is that disrespect towards women? I don't understand that. Bad bots, sex robots backlash as brothel workers reveal fury over dehumanizing and dangerous droids. But they do look so hot though. Wow. Look at this one. If I had a few drinks in me, which I may or may not have, I would think that this was a real woman right here. Wowzers. Wow, let's close this out. Let's close this out, man. Wowzers. Wild thing. I think I love you. Able arrives. I don't even know what that is. I don't care. 300 elephants gather in tribute. 300 elephants gather in tribute to dead leader. Elephants are very sociable, very smart animals. So it's no surprise that they all did that. Berkeley passes resolution requiring vegan food to be served at city events. What else? I don't care about this. This kill. When I was growing up and I watched Sesame Street, there was nothing that said Bert and Ernie are bakla. That's Philippine for gay. This is just stupid. I don't want to read. I'm not going to read this story. If you want to look up, I'll tell you the source of the story. If you want to read it, go on. Knock yourself out. But the sun. There you go. Bert and Ernie are gay, says writer. But Sesame Street insists they're just non-sexual puppets. Yeah, I'm not going to buy into this. It's just a sick world we live in. These are puppets for a kid's show, and they're talking about them. Stupid. I'm not going to read it. Not going to read it. Feinstein delayed a hearing. Michelle O dives in. Star-studded voter registration. Oil prices jump on Saudi. Huh. I like this guy. O'Keefe exposes State Department employee. Resist everything. F it up. And by F it up, I'm F and SH word up. Okay. Let's see. If you're going San Francisco, deep state unmasked. State Department on hidden camera. Resist everything. I have nothing to lose. So we listening on this. Let's just listen in a little bit on this. I don't know if this is or if this just O'Keefe talking about it. Project Veritas. Interesting. So there you have it. Everything's a joke to him. Bill Gates' biggest fears about what's coming next. Disease X. What's Disease X? Let's take a look. My biggest fears about what's coming next for this world. You know, Bill Gates. The seat of power. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. I am in vacation mode. I don't want to work. I don't want to do my podcast. I just want to go on vacation. This happens. Is anyone else like this? The week before vacation, you just get into what you call vacation mode. But and then the opposite happens when you come back to work. You're still in vacation mode and you're not back into work mode. So I'm sorry about that, but I can't pretend I'm not in this mode, so let's just read through some quick headlines, take a break, and come back to the main topic, which is, what is it? Have you been listening? Say it, I know you've been listening out there. No? Okay. Well, you're just stalling, Rayshon, because you don't remember. That's not true. How could you say such a thing? How dare you? You fool! I am tired. Tired. I need a vacation. And I'm going to enjoy it, honestly. So, we're talking about guilty by association. But right now, let me finish reading a few headlines that caught my attention. Like deadly mosquito, born illness in Michigan, Mexican street dog fights for discard human head. Wow. Tijuana? Huh. Physician burns out. Reality show doc charged with drug rapes. Mm-mm. Roger Stone, I will never roll. Russians could face jail for not deleting nudes. Judge fake. Google vows to fight U.S. air pollution. It's just a bunch of stuff going on here. That honestly, it's important, but I'm in vacation mode. So therefore, I'm going to hit the snooze and I will be back for you. Oh boy.
We've been uptight for a while, even when you were on trial. Then we didn't see you last night. You had us millennials in fright. So you sent Podesta to tell us go home. Oh, you didn't even wish us well. Why couldn't you tell that we'd be whining? Over you, and the next day you,
I know how disappointed said so long, you feel because
left us
too.
Moping all alone, alone and whining, rioting, setting fires and crying. It's hard to understand how Trump won the love of this land. Well, it starts me whining.
They never show the crowd. Say they don't want to turn.
We thought that we were over you when the FBI proved your crimes were true. But we love you even more, though it seems more dumb than before. But Hillary, what can we do? America chose Trump.
Congratulated us, it's about
and
us,
I'll
on our victory.
Always be crying over you, whining over you. Yes, now you're gone. You might go to prison for so long, and we'll be crying. You're rioting, crying, yeah, whining, yeah, dying, yeah, crying, whining, and rioting, and being a big crybaby. I didn't want to work, I wanted free college, and I didn't get what I wanted, which was Hillary Clinton, because she's a woman, and you're a sexist. And bigoted, racist, homophobic, xenophobe.
Yeah. And no country builds walls around their border and fences and stuff. That's just stupid.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
Have you heard about this new podcast?
Yes, dear.
Okay, first off, it's all about lost soul. I do not know that maybe you know about lost souls or not, but I'm a pretty good expert at lost souls.
Well, I think that you should advertise your business on there.
Honey, I'm already there. I'm at advertisecast.com/3318. advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Hello, it's me, yeah. Rayshawn Blyden, I'm Political Bomb, so I'm kid just for you. So I said no, I don't even know what I'm singing. So, welcome back. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. And I want to talk about... What do I want to talk about? It's... the tip of my mind. Guilty by association. So I started out giving an example about Brother Chris, and he's an exception to the rule because I didn't brand him guilty by association because he had a best friend who does unquestionable things, and so I didn't fault him for that. But I usually fault people that I just met. For instance, like today, for instance. At work, I just can't stand GM. I never liked him. And like I said before in my other GM rant that I did. So I never liked him, and I tried to give the friendship a try, even though I hated his personality. His personality was like a bag of wet leaves. I knew I would not, the friendship wouldn't last. But anyways, went against my better nature and found out, yeah, I was right. So anyway, so this guy works with him. Seemed like a nice, a decent person or whatever, but still guilty by association. So he tries to be sociable and interact, but I just completely just block him out, shut him out, give him just ignore him. Which, as a friend said, sure, you can hit a block button in real life, you just ignore it. So I've been giving him the block button by guilty by association with GM. So if it was someone that I knew, it would be different. That I knew and I got to, knew and understood their personality. But because he's new, he's branded guilty by association, and therefore, it's not your typical guilty by association. This is a guilty by association in the fact that I don't like someone, and not to say I know this new person, and he is a guilty by association in a different way. As opposed to Brother Chris and him, there's two different guilty by association. So that's just how it works. I can't pretend like Mr. Jackson, for instance. When we first started to hang out, it was Mr. Jackson, GM, and myself. And so for him, he misses that because that's what he remembers, if the three of us just chilling and hanging out. But that's another form of what I call guilty by association, rule of an exception. I don't fault him for that, because that's what he remembers and that's what he wants. That's how he wants it to remain. So that's another form of guilty by association. All these things that what I call guilty by association, you may call it something completely different, but that's just me. That's what I call it. So I don't know what to say, but I really don't like being that way, but it's just the way I am. I can't help it. So I really can't help it. It's just like, vacation around the corner. I'm not thinking about doing a show here. I'm thinking about vacationing. You know what I mean? So there's not much more I can say here. I'm just repeating myself over and over and over. I just wanted to throw that out there. Guilty by association. And there's plenty of people out there who's guilty by association. There's many meanings for guilty by association. I mean, we can ask Siri, but you know how dumb Siri can be sometimes. Do you want us to ask Siri? Okay, let's ask her. I doubt she's gonna know. Hey Siri, what does it mean, guilty by association?
Here's what I found on the web for what does it mean, guilty by association. Have a look.
Okay, of course she wouldn't read it for me. But she did find it. Let's see. Let's see what she found for me. It says here, guilty by association. The attribution of guilt to individuals because of the people or organizations in which they associate, rather than because of any crime they have committed. It's pretty accurate. That's a pretty accurate definition. And that's what it is in plain English. I mean, the guy haven't done anything to me, but he's just guilty by association because the person that he's around, it's just the real DB, and so therefore he gets branded as being DB number two, or just, guilty by association hanging out with a DB. DB is dirtbag, douchebag. So there you have that. And
hello, you want coffee? I sure do need a cup of tea, cause coffee give me diarrhea. You wanna hear it on the toilet? It goes plump, 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 and then I've got the floss. Hush. I have seen so silly today. All right. So anyway, guilty by association. I don't have much more to say on that. So hopefully you enjoy your time spent alone. If you have a turtle, hope you spend it just minimal time with the turtle. Until next time, thank you for your listenership, and I will be back soon. I'll be tomorrow. Political corruption, it was a nation.
Derek come into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bum, political bum, so come on people, let's go. Political bum, political bum, so come on people, let's go.